Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Good morning. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. It's early as fuck and freezing. I'm wearing two hoodies, which would definitely be my rap name. What's happening? It's two hoodies. Yeah, two hoodies. Winter is coming. Winter's definitely coming because they put up the fucking, Game of Thrones poster with Jon Snow on it, and you're like, mate, I thought he got stabbed to death, and everyone's freaking out. If only he's hung out in Laverys, you'd be like, oh, well, and now I can guess who's in the next season. Unless he comes back as a fucking ghost. Jon Snow the ghost. Huh? You'd still buck him, wouldn't you, women? Women. I love, it's amazing how that works, isn't it? The old riding. You know, if Jon Snow worked in, like, you know, if he just had a different haircut and worked in, like, a Chinese, I don't think anyone would be like, oh my god, I want to just ride him. You know what I mean? Grows his hair out, puts on a fucking bear cloak or something, and everyone's like, oh my god, I'm absolutely erect right now. Cold coffee. While I have you guys, let me plug these 400 gigs that I have. I feel like now would be a good time to just let you know what's coming up. You know, you've a variety of shit there to go to. Let's start with it. The 28th of November is the Book Reserve gig. We did it before. I headlined it, and I use that term headline very loosely. I went on last and sweated a lot and said horrendous things to people who were probably quite well behaved. And up for the banter. 28th. At the Book Reserve, it's Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Rory Woods, I think that's it, and me, allegedly. I'll probably have to MC this one, but it was great last time. You go up the Lisburn Road, there's a place called The Thinking Cup, which is the cafe, and above that is the Book Reserve, which is a sort of secondhand bookshop. That's exciting, isn't it? So what you do is you go in there and buy a ticket, or else you turn up in the night and you buy a ticket. Now, the tickets are 12 quid. That's a bit fucking steep, I hear you saying. However, it's bring your own booze. So put it this way, if you paid £6 into somewhere, like Laverys, you'd have spent another fucking £12 on the next drink that you bought. So, just drink for you and your fucking mate before you go on to Thompson's, try and finger someone. That's on the 28th weekend gig, Saturday. Big gig in Laverys next Wednesday. We have Foil Arms and Hog. Very, very excited about that. If you missed them last time at Laverys, you don't know what you're missing, to be honest. They're a sketch group, and they're fucking brilliant. They're the best sketch group. If you were to ask me, do you enjoy sketch stuff? I'd probably say, definitely not. They completely changed my mind. They're unreal. Yeah, you're going to want to go there. And for £6, they do their own shows up in Belfast the odd time. And it's definitely not £6. So if you want to come along to Laverys next week, that will be amazing. You will not regret it. And then 4th, I'm in Derry for a thing. It's more of a private one. Private lap dance for someone. Here's an interesting gig. You ready for this? 10th of December. You listening? 10th of bloody December. There is a... This is a nightmare to explain. There's a place called Contained, which is round, if you're familiar with where the Royal Mail building is in Belfast. If you go behind that, where they have the Obel Tower, which is like that giant big fucking building in Belfast. It's basically, if you're standing where the Big Fish is, you look left and you walk on down there. And you walk past the big giant building, and there's a bridge. And underneath that bridge is the thing called Contained. And it's a pop-up venue, which is made out of lorry containers. That sounds ridiculous. I was in it the other day, and it's fucking incredible. It looks amazing. What they've done with it, they've packed these four things together, and they've put like a big teepee up the middle. It's all carpeted and comfy and seats, and it's very cool. However, what happened was, I think the people who owned Thompson's were basically left with it or took it over, and they want to run nights in it, and they've been doing a host of different sort of nights. And I was approached to book a comedy night, so I've booked a bunch of lads. The details of acts will go up soon. But that's going to be a great venue to go see a gig. It'll be very cool. If you're going to, as a night out, for something a bit weird, I think it's going to be a great idea. Get the sit on the cozy seats inside this big tent with the fucking heaters going and watch some filthy comedy and drink some nice beer. Is that not exciting as fuck? I wish I had taken a picture of it. It was unreal. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you go on to Contained on the internet, on the Facebook there, it doesn't even do it justice. Because you can still see the pattern of sort of the containers. You really need to be in it. It's great. It's great stuff. It's great. Good spot. So that's the 10th of December. I'll release the details of that soon. And then the next day I'm in Larne, where the poster said, Barry the Blender performing stand-up. And I had to contact the guy and be like, listen, bro, it won't be Barry the Blender. It's me. And as petty as that is, you know, you have to sort of... You can't lie to people. You can't be like, oh, it's Barry the Blender. You know, he's got a fucking... By the way, have you any idea how unfunny that would be? Oh, do you want to see Barry the Blender? What'd he do? He just basically kicked a punch bag badly. And that was it. Exciting. So there you go. That's all my gigs done. 28th Book Reserve. 2nd, Foil Arms and Hog are playing Laverys. Amazing. The 10th of December is Contained. Look out for the poster. It's going to be a lot of fun. They work in with that T13 or T3 or whatever the fuck it's called. The skate park thing. So maybe there'll be some fucking skaters at it, bro. You know? Smoking crack in the corner. Whatever you crazy bitches do. Speaking of cool things coming up, last Tuesday, it was probably right after I did the podcast, I probably mentioned it, in fact, I recorded, this is mainly, what's your podcast about today, Colin? Colin says things that he's done. Recorded at the Sunflower Bar in Belfast, which, for a thing called Live at the Sunflower, which is on BBC Radio Ulster on a Wednesday night. It's basically interviews and stand-up, and recorded a set there. There is a video copy of it by the video wizard himself, Aaron Butler. So there may be a video copy of it too, but it's going up on the radio if you want to fucking listen to that shit. I do a set. It's hopefully clean enough where they can use a bit of it. If not, it'll probably sound slightly disjointed. You know what I mean? Or I'll be like, Caitlyn Jenner, do you ever live in the country or something? You know what I mean? It's going to be all over the fucking place. Disgusting coffee. So I did that. It went pretty well, if I do say so myself. You know, got a perfect balance of this is funny and also here's some bits that I know aren't going to make it on the radio, but that's just a little gift. That's just a little gift between me and you guys. You're welcome. I think I did a joke, and one of the little BBC ladies who was handling the tickets said, oh, come won't make it on the radio. Actually, I misquoted that because it was funnier what she actually said. She went, oh no, now come won't make it in. And I went, boom, that's what she said. No come for her. Let me finish this coffee, right? Just chat amongst yourselves. That's my new character, the guy that ejaculates when he drinks. That coffee was pure disgusting. Okay, while we recorded at that Sunflower Bar thing, which is slowly but surely, and for some reason, it might be the most hipster place in Belfast. You know, you get your weird beers in and you fucking, you know, I've got an old Ulster bus sign there and you go up the stairs and there's photos of all the alternative folk from, it's nice, I like it. What they had on that particular night, which I thought, as soon as I seen it, you know what I'm like, I was like, look at this fucking shit. Are you really going to book these people on the night that there's a comedy recording up the fucking stairs, assholes? They had some sort of Belfast-based, what would you call it, ukulele collective. So there's like 25 of these cunts sitting around with a ukulele doing covers of songs, which I'll be honest with you, it was quite refreshing. You know, I don't know whether I'd just done a good set and I walked off and I felt good and I had a, you know, some sort of rare craft beer that I once would have slagged, but I'm now like, well, that's better than Tennent's. So I'm standing there and they're, you know, they're doing like fucking, you know, like Creedence covers, you know, why did they have to call themselves Creedence Clearwater Revival? Doing some Creedence covers on these ukuleles. And I was like, this is great. If this was some sort of event and you could have these folks, you know, playing at it, you'd be going, that would just make everyone very happy, wouldn't it? Go ahead, do a cover of Painted Black. Bring, 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 bring. I tell you, he was intense, the leader. He was like, Pitch! He was like the conductor of the fucking ukulele band. And I was like, mate, you're getting some major hairy muff in that band, aren't you? Okay, girls, Pitch 123, here we go. War Pigs! Da da! Da 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 da! Bling bling! Bling bling bling! Bling! What other ridiculous songs could you play? Okay, guys, it's 93. It's Slipknot, Duality. Bling 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 bling. It's Adagio for Strings by Tiesto. Bling, 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 bling. And everyone's going, Margaret, I'm going to the bar. Anyway, I'm slagging. It was class. It was great. It was great crack to just sit there and watch that. Did I watch anyone else's set at the Sunflower? Did I fuck? I've seen it all before. Dicks. Shane was on. Who went on in front of me? George Quinn, a.k.a. George Firehorse, a.k.a. Magic George. But the room was so packed that it was like at the back, and then I made my way to the front because I knew it was going on next, and I was like, there's no way I'm making the fucking, you know, it was probably like a 15-meter walk through 100 people. I was like, nah, mate, I'm going to go to the door so that when they call me. So I ended up outside the door before it went on. So I kind of missed everyone. And then when it came off, I went straight back out because it was roasting. And then we drank beer. So I missed everyone. Sorry about that, guys. Kieran Bartlett did his set. And then apparently everyone, I didn't hear it. Everyone told him, like, oh yeah, well done, mate. No one, you're not going to be able to use any of that. And he's like, what are you talking about? That's a terrible impression. But he's like, what do you mean? I only said fuck 300 times, which is, you know, way less than I'd normally said. So he was going on a fucking rager for about 2 days. Mate, it wasn't even that bad. I didn't see it. I wish I'll probably hear it this weekend. Or not. Might not hear it. Might be too bad for radio. You know? So we did that. Good fun. Drank some fucking beer. Lavery's was the next day. You know? My beloved Lavery's Comedy Club. She and Todd was headlining. It was pretty quiet. But nice wee crowd turned out. I mean, what can you do? We were going up against U2 and fucking Al Murray. You know? So you're kind of like, well, I appreciate everyone that came out to see Shane. He did very well with his new material. We went for a Frangos afterwards, as per usual. Great fun. Great fun. It's been an interesting week. I don't know if I mentioned last week, we are in the middle of a war against mices. Which is a extremist group of mice that seem to have worked their way into our country home, where you feel, I mean, the house we're living in is old as fuck, and it's been modernized and whatever. It still has that hint of, like, you know, like you walk out into the what we call the back kitchen. I don't even know what the fuck you would call it. There's a washing machine in it and a sink. You walk out there and the it's freezing. You're like, oh, this is some old school. I hiccup there. What the fuck am I, six? Did you see the video of that wee kid singing the national anthem in America and he got the hiccups? Scundered! Fucking scundered! Unbelievable. I don't even know the words to take the piss out of it. But, oh yeah, so we got this old bit of the house and you walk out and you're like, Jesus Christ, it's freezing out here. And there was like a sink replaced in there, and there's all weird sort of stone, you know, like they've battered a hole through the wall, and I'm pretty sure that's where the mice are getting in. I say mice. We, like, heard a mouse one day in the kitchen, and then we set out enough traps to kill 800 mice, and we caught one out in the back kitchen, and that was it. And then we're just completely panicked now. Like, is this place overrun with mice? Are we dirty? Went and bought tons of shit out of IKEA because we've got this little pantry area. Is that what you would call it? It's basically like the size of a phone box off your kitchen that has shelves in it. And, you know, we bought all these containers to stick pasta in. Oh, you're like, oh my God, the mice, they love pasta. And then we took all the stuff off the bottom shelf so that there was a gap of about 2 foot. And you're completely paranoid. And then, I say one mouse. Here's what I did initially. We were like, oh my God, we have a mouse, do we? That's going to be a nightmare. Seemingly, I'd said this probably last week. I'd said to girlfriend Maureen's dad, I was like, I think we have a mouse up there. Oh man. And he just went, yeah, welcome to the country. Every winter is a fucking fight to the death with these bastards. And I was like, well, that makes me feel better. I thought we were just being disgusting fuckers. But seemingly, everyone in the country is, I mean, the house is in the middle of, like, a field, essentially, with fucking bushes around it. So you're like, guess what? That's where mice are. And they feel your fucking heat on, and they're like, let's do it. Let's try and get into this house. So we've been sort of battling that for the last fucking while. But here's what happened. I bought poison initially. I was like, I'm going to poison these cunts. And then I was told, no, you don't feed them poison because they eat it and then they die somewhere in your house and sometimes you can't find it and it stinks and whatever. And you're like, that's gross. So I got some traps, the wee grey traps, which are fucking useless. We actually walked in one day before we caught anything and the mouse trap had moved. As in, like, it had snapped down on this thing's head or something, and then it dragged it across and then managed to wrestle its head out of it or something. So it basically had a fight with this thing, and then it was completely fine. So that happened. But I still had the poison, so I'd left it on in the little pantry area on the floor in the corner. I was like, I'll do there behind the bin for a while. So nothing happened to these traps. We had normal traps. We had the sticky ones. At that point, you know, people always say it's inhumane to put the sticky one down. At this point, I was like, see if I fucking walk in and the thing's stuck in this and it's still alive, I'm going to just smash it with my hand. Like, Hungry Hippo style or whatever the fuck that game. What's it called? That's a different game altogether. And I don't know. Whatever that fucking game is. Whack-a-mole. That one. I was going to smash it down. I was getting so pissed off. Yeah, anyway, with all that shit, it goes untouched. You're like, where is there no... I thought there was mice. And then I was like, maybe there might not be mice. You know, Loud Steven, our cat, that moved down to girlfriend Maureen's parents' house. We're like, we're going to steal this bitch back. Steal him back. Let him walk around the house. Let him purr all over the place. Scare the shit out of them. We got the wee plug-in mouse scarer thing. You put it in. And the noise that it makes mice feel very uncomfortable, seemingly. Just sitting there like, I'm not 100% comfortable with this. See ya. So we did that. All this shit of the day. What happens? We come in one day and we're like, oh my god. The mice have eaten through the packet of poison. And there's like, because basically what it is like wee seeds, like wee grains covered in blue poison. And they nibbled through, ate some, and I was like, oh fuck, this will be some laugh. So a couple of days go by, nothing. I'm hoovering, you know, because you're freaking out. I wouldn't be a big hooverer. But I was freaking out. I was like, we have to keep this place as clean as we can. And I'm hoovering, da-da-da, had headphones in, singing away to myself. I don't give a fuck, y'all. Hoovering. Get in the living room. The living room door is always open, like tight to the wall. So I fucking pull the door open to hoover behind it. And what do you know? Dead mouse. You know? Dead mouse, the DJ. Now there's a fucking mouse dead behind the door, and I swear to God, I shit. You know when you're not expecting it? I just opened the door, and I couldn't hear myself. And I made like that deaf person noise, where it's like, it caught me off guard. Oh, Jesus! Oh. Meanwhile, Hoover's still going, so I'm like, oh, fucking man. Thank God I was there by myself, would have been very embarrassed. And then, just scooped that out. I tell you what's a fun feeling is, I don't know if there's any animal people out there, but you can scoop up a dead mouse and then you've got it on a little shovel and you walk out the back and you just overhand it, you know, like you're like Venus Williams. And just throw it into a pile of trees and you're like, ha! How about that? You just get the lob a mouse through the air. It's great fun. You're an evil bastard. What can you do? Fuck mice anyway. But we've had nothing. It's like, we caught one out in the back kitchen, and then this other cunt obviously ate the fucking poison and died in the house. But, you know, there hasn't been anything else. That's two mice. People are going, like, if there's two, there's 2,000. So we... We're getting some, we're doing another sort of lap of the house to see where the fucking gaps are and whatever. We think it's behind the boiler. Isn't this exciting? Isn't this exciting chat? Let's talk about real issues. What about the war against ISIS? Huh? Never mind that. Have you had the Christmas blend out of Starbucks? My God, they don't even have the fucking snowdrops on the fucking cup. By the way, every time Starbucks go, do you want to try this something else? Do you know what it means? It means it's like, do you want to try the shit we can't get rid of? You know? And the guy's like, basically, I went in. They do it before. They've done it before. Like, hey, just for 30p more, you can have the Guatemalan whatever. And you're like, yeah, that makes my coffee $2.50 for a fucking coffee. A regular, not a frappuccino, not nothing gay. Nothing gay with a cream on it. You want me to pay more so that my fucking water and coffee is £2.50? Are you fucking mental? Do you want the Guatemalan blend? No. I actually went in, I was at Starbucks in a meeting the other day with the guys from Boojum. It's going to be great crack what we're doing with them. I'll tell you about it in a minute. I go in. She goes, don't try the new Christmas blend. And I went, oh, what does it taste like? Santa? And I was joking. Of course I'm joking, you fucking idiot. Right? And she's like, oh no, it just tastes smoother with a little bit more caffeine. And I was like, I don't want smooth. I want strong coffee with lots of Christmas blend. And then you go in and they're like, oh yeah, because you've bought your drink, the price of the bag of Christmas blend, this is in a different place, this is in Boucher. The guy's like, because you bought your drink, the bag of Christmas blend coffee is now, and then it was like, not even a good price. I can't remember what he said, but it was something like, oh yeah, the Christmas blend is now, once you buy the drink, it's now $4.25 or something. I was like, yeah, but you can buy a bag of coffee for less than that, you fucking lunatic. Yeah, but it's the Christmas blend. What does that mean? Huh? Elf pubes? Unbelievable. And everyone was buying it. Like, everyone was fucking buying it. You know, because they were going, oh, you get it for this. And they were like, I don't believe you. Here you go. Go mad for the Christmas blend. Now, losing their shit. And the guy goes to me, oh, I was like, can I get two Americanos? Because you bought the two drinks, so you can now get this for whatever. And I went, no, I'm all right. And he goes, are you sure you're getting it cheap? And I was like, mate, what the fuck? Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't like it? You know, a bag of coffee? I love it. Love bags of coffee. But it's like, what? I'm like, mate, am I going to walk around the rest of the day nursing a fucking bag of coffee? I don't want it right now. If it's like, you send it out to my house, sure, the mice will probably fucking eat it. Huh? But no, it's like, yeah, just doing this bag of coffee. No, mate, I don't have a handbag or anything that makes it convenient for me to carry the bag of coffee. You know? You goddamn crazy bitch. Unbelievable. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about some shit. Oh, yeah! Had a meeting with the Boojum guys, and with a couple of videos in the pipeline for them. Also, listen to this. And this was their idea, not even mine. They want to do a video podcast. Uh-oh! So, I said to him, there's no point in trying to reinvent anything. Why don't we just basically have the General Banter video podcast? So, that's happening on Thursday. Me and Shane Todd are going to record the first one. What we do is we pick a corner in, because it's sponsored by Boojum, all we have to do is film it in Boojum. So, we go into their new premises and pick a corner and we sit there and video the podcast with good sound. It's exciting. I don't give a fuck, y'all. Big week, guys. Big week with the release of Late License. The long-awaited, is that even a phrase? BBC Ensemble Scant Show. And it was on Saturday night there before we went to the OMA gig, which I'll talk about in a minute. But we fucking, just managed to catch it before I left because I was doing Late in License. Late in Live. Fuck me. In OMA. I was able to stay a bit later and watch Late License. And I gotta tell you, it's fucking, I mean, I'll tell you this. If you watched the first one and thought it was good, fair enough. If you watched it and went, I'm not too sure about that, then don't worry. I know that there has been stuff filmed that is funny. I feel like they've just sort of, they do it with a lot of TV series, they just ease you in on the first one. And I'll be honest, there's a whole pile of random shit in there. this is the thing, like, any bits that I'm in, I wrote them, essentially. Someone else edited them, so it doesn't really have that feel of a video that I would make, like a sort of snappier one, but what can you do? They let some other guy do it. But there's a whole lot, I mean, more so than, like, if you were doing another program, if someone went, you know, my issue would always be, who's editing this stuff? What's it going to look like? Whereas I think now my new fucking question would be, what's this going to sit alongside? Because I know Kieran's done stuff which is funny. I know Shane's done stuff that's funny. I'm pretty reasonably happy with the stuff I've done. And you're like, what the fuck is it going up beside? Because there was like, I don't know who wrote them. No offense to anyone. But like, there was bits in Late License where it was these sort of POV, weird shot fucking bits out of context that make no sense. And you're like, really? In 15 minutes, you're going to put that in? That's just going to ruin the whole fucking flow? Have you not seen, like, I honestly feel like directing them to the fucking Hack Job series that we did for online. We did it on YouTube for free. And it was basically me going, trying to go like, look, there are genuinely talented people around here. And it's easy to just film it and stick it together. And it was done properly. It was done quick and nasty. And, you know, all the edits were dead quick. And there was no fat on it whatsoever. It was all just, you know, quick. And if you didn't like it, it was gone in a second. You know what I mean? Whereas you see some of these sketches and you're like, really? You just fluffed about 3 minutes there when you really didn't have to. It could have been something else. But hey, that's why I'm not a fucking TV producer. And that's why they're loaded and on holidays and fucking, hey, I'll email you when I'm back from Mauritius. All right, mate, I'll just sit here and eat fucking rat poison until you get back, you cunts. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Late License. it's on the iPlayer if you want to watch that shit. 15 minutes long. Weird. It might make more sense once the whole series is available and you can just click and watch them all, because when you've got one episode on the table and you're like, is this it? You know, you can kind of just, you end up just focusing on the one thing and you're kind of like, whatever. Anyway, that was Late License, but we managed to watch that before we went to OMA to do the old Late and Live gig, which kicked off at 11 o'clock at night. Brave move, you might say, from the folks at fucking in OMA. It wasn't in Daly's where it normally is. It was in Bogan's, which is probably a better bar, to be fair. Just doesn't have an established comedy club. Yeah, it was a venue during the OMA Laughs Back festival, so they're trying to keep it going, so they're doing these late and live gigs. There was other folks on. We had Mustafa Saeed, we had Aaron McCann, Kieran Bartlett was on. It was all good. Gary Lynch come up from Dublin. Good lad. So just did the gig. It was fun. I've never went on stage at 20 to 1 in the morning before. Great stuff to do a half an hour headline set. Great! Great stuff! I feel like it went well. Got some new bits out. Yeah, felt good. It was one of those ones where you come off stage and it was fun to sort of hang about with the folks that were there. So you wish that it wasn't, like, already closing time, you know what I mean? You wish you were off stage by about 10, you could just sit there for a few hours. So we had to go. Bad stage, everyone's starving. That's the nightmare about doing stand-up, is, like, you'll think to yourself, like, oh, I might eat early in the afternoon just so that I'm not really stuffed and go do the gig. Because, believe me, there's nothing worse than doing a gig, like, you eat, like, your dinner or something, and you're like, oh, I'd love to just go to bed right now. Or just sit here and do nothing, and then all of a sudden you have to, like, do stand-up. It's a fucking nightmare. So you eat early, and then you travel the fucking thing. Plus, this gig was later than normal anyway. So we end up getting there, doing the gig. You've got that little adrenaline rush from doing the gig. You come off, you've had a few beers, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm fucking starving here. guys, I'm absolutely starving. And we end up going to this chippy where there's these two fucking hellions outside. And they're like, oh, I'll fucking buy you blank. I love when this happens. And Shane Todd does material about doing gigs in Laveries and people who he's went to school with, like, oh, mate, I must go see you do a gig some night. And then he's talking to them outside Laveries. Like, yeah, I'm doing a gig in here. And they're like, oh, right, okay. And then they usually just peek through the fucking hole in the window and they're like, give him the thumbs up while he's on stage. And you're like, yeah, sure, maybe wait till you have a better opportunity to see me sometime before you can come in and watch. I hope he's joking, because I couldn't think of anything worse than someone I used to go to school with turning up to watch me do fucking stand-up. Fuck that. What the fuck was I talking about? Can't remember. Anyway, what was this? Oh, yeah. We went and got food, anyway. And again, that thing happened, these two idiots outside. Oh, it's fucking Barry the Blender, all blah. Oh, what are you doing in Oma? And you're like, I was doing a fucking gig down there. Oh my god, I can't believe I missed that. And you're like, eh. They have taco sauce on your eyebrows, bro. Enjoy it. You fucking maniac. Oh my god, can I stop you? Oh, fuck. I should not do these podcasts so early, I think. I think that's the problem. I also haven't been to bed before about 3 o'clock in the last fucking 10 days. Good times. And it shows, guys. I mean, my skin is radiant and fresh, and my attitude is tremendous. So we're standing waiting for a fucking burger at 2 a.m. And we look around and there's a drunk guy. Now, if you listen to my podcast and Kieran Bartlett's podcast this week, I imagine there's going to be a fair bit of crossover material. We turn around, this guy is about 50 years old and is pissing on the side of his car. And it was one of those, like, is that, you know, like, you're going, he couldn't be pissing on the car, could he? You know, it's kind of, you're in complete disbelief. You're like, is he pissing on the, what the fuck? And then it turns out he was. And this was right as the girl is handing the food out of this hatch at this chippy. And I was like, thanks, cheers. And I was like, is he fucking, thank you. Is he pissing on, cheers, can you have a fork? Is he pissed on that car? And then Kieran's like, mate, are you fucking pissing that car? And it was, do you know what it was? It was one of those times where you kind of just have to go, you bastard, and move on. Because it would be, and you're probably within your rights to get absolutely, just go on a full rager and be raging and be like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this guy. And you absolutely could have, because he was a frail, like alcoholic-looking fucking 50-year-old. And drunk beyond fucking belief. And you're sort of like, what are you going to... You could walk over and be like, are you pissing that car? And like, punch him, and he's not going to do anything to stop it. And he's going to fall, and he's not going to do anything to break his fall, and he's going to hit his head, and then he's going to die. And you're going to be like, all right, probably should have just moved on. So, essentially, that's what happened. You know, he just kind of stopped pissing, and Kieran was like, you fucking pissing my car? And the guy's like, oh, it was the funniest part about it was that the guy was like, oi, but, you know, go easy. Like, I wasn't, I mean, come on now, I wasn't pissing on the street. Now I was pissing on the car. And he's like, yeah, I'm fucking pissing the car. And the guy's like, ah, mate. And then there was a wee half a row, and his mate was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And the guy's like, to his mate, I was only pissing on his car. I was only fucking pissing on the car there. What the fuck? And he's like, what are you? And we could literally hear them as we walked away going, hey, here, man's having a go at me because all I was doing was pissing on this door handle. And it's one of those moments in life you're like, you know, is that worth going to jail for? I don't know. Are we angry? Yes, it is. It does make you angry. But what can you do? You can't. What are you going to do? Like, you could shout at him. He's not going to remember it. You could beat the fuck out of him. There's a chance he could die because he wasn't going to defend himself in the slightest, being drunk as fuck. You just kind of have to go, ugh. You dirty cunt, and move on. He won't remember it. I mean, I don't know why nobody filmed it. But what should have happened was, you know, you need to be one of those quick thinking fucking people who just whips their phone out. But again, I think we're just such in a state of disbelief. Need to get the phone out. What would have been good was you got the phone out, you walked over, and he wasn't going to be able to defend himself at all. So you could just turn him around, take his wallet out of his pocket. You know what I mean? Turn around, give him that wallet, look at his fucking name, get it on camera, stick his wallet back and be like, yeah, enjoy the Facebook wave tomorrow, you drunk fucking cunt. But, yep, there was burgers in hand, so everyone was just like, yeah, let's just note this one down and we'll move on, guys. Okay. Unbelievable. And there was also the threat of, like, everyone kicking off, but I'm convinced I could have beat the shit out of 8 of them. No joke. They were all so drunk, you could have just, like, you know, like killing zombies, just one punch, whack. You could have pushed them over. You could have pushed 8 people over, and they'd have struggled to get back up. That's how fucking retarded drunk they were. But anyway, it was a sour note to a good gig, because I thoroughly enjoyed myself down there. It was good, crack. Let's move on to some questions. I could do news there, but what are we going to talk about? The women in Cumber having a wrestle in the street. You know, everyone's like, the internet is outraged as 2 women in Cumber strip naked and fight or have a mess about in Cumber or something. And you're like, oh, really? I thought Cumber was sort of posh. But seemingly not. You got these fucking sluts running about in their knickers. And of course you click the link, like, here we go. And then it's just some absolute swamp donkey with fucking her ginger muff spilling out the side of her fucking G-string. Is there anything worse than, like, the slutty, sort of desperate fucking, like, hitting your 40? You know what I mean? Like, something you'd see in bad British porn. You dirty, filthy slag. Some woman like, you, we've had drinks and all. You can literally put anything in us. Come on. Put anything you can find in us. Come on, let's party. Yeah, we've had enough gins. Vomit. Fucking vomit. You know, there's those pubs everywhere, isn't it? People talk about grab a granny, where you just go and buck someone's fucking divorced auntie. Gross, gross, set the fucking microphone down. What the fuck is wrong with this thing? Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. And we're back. Fuck's sake, I can't set that down there. Yeah, what else happened? I don't know, since that fucking ISIS thing, you know, you're just, you know, they hit France. I'm still waiting on the Vice interview with Eagles of Death Metal. I think that'll be both interesting and terrible to watch. Such a fun band for that to happen to. All their fucking fans getting murdered. It's brutal. It's brutal as fuck. And then people just fucking... Of course, France, did they go mad and just start bombing Syria? It's just not... It's like... Nobody wins, do they? And then all of a sudden, there's photos of, like, rows of dead children in Syria where they fucking, they've missed and killed. And it's the sort of thing where it's like, I don't even trust the internet anymore, you know? I see stuff like that and I'm like, is that even accurate? You know? Those kids could be from anything. I just don't trust it on the internet. And it's always a retweet from some guy, you know? It's not like anything official. Although, maybe the guy's more official than any fucking news station, but... So France went over there, bombed the life out of it. Russia probably jumped in. In fact, a Russian bomber got shot down over Turkey because it was invading their airspace. Turkey's near Syria, and all, is it? As far as I know. Could be hugely wrong on that. But, yep, it's just going to be messy as all fuck, isn't it? Just, it's... How do you win? It's like you have to take these fucking lunatics out. But are they only like that because of the initial bombing? Or what the fuck? You know, you can't sit back and take it. So you have to attack, which means you're fucking killing all sorts of people. It's just a horrible situation, guys. But then again, it's the business of war. It's, you know, what do you do? It's going to be complete fucking madness. And then they release a list of fucking most threatened cities you know, the cities that are under most threat from terrorist attacks. You know, and it's, I mean, that is terrorism. You could go, these are the list of cities that are under threat, and everyone's shitting themselves, and you're going, well, there you go, that's terrorism working. Top of the list was like, one of them was Belfast, and you're like, there's still a part of you going, go on ahead, sure. Come on over here, see what the fucking crack is, you cunts. I mean, would that... Oh, well, I was going to... I know there's the loyalists and the Republicans over here, kind of, some of them side with, like, Palestine, and some of them side with Israel, but I think that's more of a, the enemy of my friend is my friend, or whatever the fuck that saying is. You know, I don't know if you were a pro-Palestine type of guy, that you would still be on the side of ISIS as they bomb the fuck out of it, or shoot everyone. Hard to know. And then I watched that ISIS fucking women thing last night. The women of ISIS. They're a bit scary too. And like, here's how fucking EDL fucking UKIP get us here. There's a bit where the girl's giving off and she's like, blah blah blah, you know, the UK. I mean, it was eating its own arse, because she's going, you know, we don't believe in democracy and we want to change the UK. We don't fucking, you know, abide any rule of law. We, you know, we fuck democracy, blah, blah. And you're like, listen, pet, the reason you're in a fucking government-funded building where you can study Islam is because of democracy. You fucking silly bitch. Do you know what I'm saying? The reason that building exists is because you went, we all need somewhere to worship and talk about our religion. And they've went, well, in fear of offending anyone, we're going to give you a fucking building where you can sit here and plan how you're going to get to Syria, train yourself up as some sort of ISIS motherfucker and fucking come back and start bombing cunts. Are you out of your fucking mind? Also, if you there's a fucking element of, and this, again, I sound like one of those cunts that goes around London shouting at fucking Muslims, but it's like, and it's not even Muslim, this applies to anyone. It's like, you're going, blah, 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 we don't like democracy, we don't abide any fucking laws. We want Sharia law or whatever. Is it Sharia? Sharia law? Blah, blah, blah. And you're going, well, guess what? Fuck off then. I totally get that side of the argument. It's like, if you don't, it's like complaining about the music in a nightclub on a street with fucking 100 nightclubs. Go to another one. No, I'm going to stay here till the music changes. Get the fuck. It's when you start to side with Russia, where they're like, listen, you come to Russia, you fucking fall in line. You know, you want to be a refugee. You need us more than we need you. So guess what? You abide by the rules of Russia. I'm not going to build you a fucking church just because you've nowhere to pray. It's not your problem. It's not our problem. It's Russia. Go fuck yourself. And I sort of get that. While also being like, I don't give a shit about any religion. Also, you're watching these women. And you're like, I don't know how you could be arse sitting around talking about, you know, all these things and all these acts of God, you know, all this wank. How do you become that radical in any religion? How do you get into it that much? Because I know for, like, she's going, we want Sharia law, da 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 da. We want all this shit. And you're like, yeah, well, good luck, because you're probably going to have zero rights whatsoever, mate. And they're talking about all this shit. And you're like, do you not know that just living a normal sort of nice life with virtually no religion, but you can still be a nice person. Do you know that sort of lifestyle is way better crack than what you're doing right now? You're in a fucking what looks like a youth club. You know, talking about fucking khalifas and all this shit, or whatever the fuck they're called. And, caliph, what is it, caliph? I don't know what the fuck it was. You're like, listen, have you ever just, like, you know, like, went for day pints or anything? Or, like, you know, your mates are like, you're like, do you want to come around and we'll fucking, you know, have a barbecue out the back and drink beers? Or do you want to go to the fucking beach? Or do you want to go, for a walk or so. You know what I mean? It's like, do you want to do anything that isn't just thinking about fucking Allah all day, you freaks? Or God, or whatever one it is. You know what I mean? I don't care what one it is, but you're like, a normal, less fucking radical life is way more fun, pet. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to go out dressed like a fucking ninja. No disrespect. Wear it if you want. However, you know, just stick a pair of fucking jeans on and relax. You know what I mean, girls? Go shopping. Meet the girls for a coffee. Talk about dicks. Yeah, go out clubbing. You don't have to fuck all around you, like you, I'm sure that's what you think what happens. Just go out and have a good time. Nah, I'd rather sit up here and talk about fucking shoe bombing. Alright, pet. Are the nice shoes, though? God damn it. I should probably read up on some of this shit. Hate preacher Colin Geddes talks absolute cock on his fucking podcast about ISIS. It all comes down to effort, guys, doesn't it? Could you be fucked with that? Hashtag no. So there you go. Let's do some Twitter questions up on this, bitch! Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, boys, right? Adam Potter. Snog, marry, kill, Gaza. Alright, bro. That's not a question. You goddamn savage. Did I tell you this story? I told you the Gaza story. I'll move on. About my granny toe poking the ball in the sea. I told you it anyway. She and Todd loves that story. And he's like, do that bit about your granny. I'm like, it doesn't work in stand-up, I'm afraid. It's only funny to him because like him and Kieran Bartlett and all have this fetish for like obscure footballers. I know Gaza's not that obscure, but like if you mentioned a fucking Blackburn player from 93, they're like, oh, mate, killing it. Chris McMenamin. Miniman? Yes, Colin, congrats with late license. I think Kieran Bartlett stole the show, though. Well, yeah, they put the funniest sketch on last, for sure. Hilarious. What's the worst thing your mum caught you at? Yeah, I would say Kieran did steal that first one. Wait till you see Begley in the country ones, though. Jesus Christ, talking about stealing shows. Also, it's very... A lot of the live sketches are going to get a great reaction live, which is always better. What did you say? What's the worst thing your mum caught you at? Probably just porn. You know what I mean? Back in the day, whenever you were sort of back in the day, where you couldn't, you didn't even have the thought to go on Google and just type in porn. You basically had to learn porn sites from your mates. And I think I just went on some fucking thing and she was like, Colin, what's creampie.com? And I went, ha ha, porn, you love it. She was like, you do know I'm a social worker? And I went, yeah, but, you know, it's not child porn. Keep your fucking, look at your knickers in a fucking twist there. I've had to screen dump these shots. So I've cut the name out of this. Maybe you'll recognize the question once you hear the question, your name, once you realize the question or whatever. If the zoo closes down, are we going to have to eat all them animals? That's right, apparently Belfast Zoo is closing down. Which is funny because I used to work there in the cafe bit. Used to be great, great crack. You know, watching little kids play with peacock feathers and you're going, do you have any idea how disgusting peacocks are? They shit like elephant shits and then they drag their tail through it. And your kid is eating that feather, like, that's good fun. You get the odd day where it was like, oh, there's been a chimp on the loose. And they shut the shop up and you just sit there eating hot dogs. Going, ha-ha, fucking idiots. And then it would turn out like one of the zookeepers was just hungover and didn't count them correctly. And we're like, well, thanks anyway for the 3 hours of us just sitting here doing fuck all. Eat the animals. I don't know what they'll do. I mean, I don't know. They might ship them off somewhere else. It's a weird area. Like, I mean, it is a weird area. to be shut down. Although I'm sure it would grow back pretty quickly, like, but they'd have to do something else in it. They'd probably just build flats in it, but that floral hall that's in the zoo as well, it went unused for years. And every time we went past it, when I worked there, we're like, would you not love to open a nightclub in there? Could you not have the best nightclub ever? Without thinking, like, you know, you'd give it two nights before some cunt would get drunk and just run off into the zoo and get killed. You know what I mean? Some deckhead from North Belfast took too many yolks, jumped in with a gorilla, and was torn to fucking shreds. His family are said to be embarrassed, and rightly so. Kyle Lamb, ever think of asking us to hashtag our questions? Something like hashtag ask the big lad? Well, if you're doing a mention anyway, like an at mention, I see it anyway. But yeah, go for it, guys. If you're asking me a question on the Twitter, hashtag it with ask the big lad. That's exciting, isn't it? From Kyle Lamb, Master of Media. I basically got a lecture from Girlfriend Maureen yesterday going, do you know, you really should do more on Snapchat, because I know people in the beauty industry who essentially put events together based on their Snapchat, and they go and they sell their fucking makeup, da da da. And you're going, yeah, I'm a fucking fat comedian. I'm not selling makeup. But I was like, yeah, I'll try and put more effort into fucking Snapchat then. As if anyone gives a shit about any of the things I do. And I was like, I'll take the advice. But I'm like, how am I going to turn Snapchat into a lucrative deal here? Oh, it's me calling. Did you ever, and I hear her watching them, and there's always just some fucking, like some Irish guy like, oh, today I went to the fucking thing and I'm just, I got a free set of eyelashes and I'm putting the eyelashes on and it's great crack. And then it breaks because it's only like 10 seconds long. And then here's another part two. I got my nails done and here's the, and you're like, oh my God, this is boring as fuck. But seemingly fucking people watch it. It's like, I don't mind Snapchat or any of that shit where it's just like, yeah, I'm just going to for a laugh do this. But I'm not going to think about it all day. Like, oh my God, I haven't done a Snapchat all day. Who gives a fuck? Snapchat. It's shit. It's knocking the filmmaking out of blogging. That's what it is. And blogging's shit too. Unless you're learning some real interesting stuff. It's boring. Galaxus. Colin Geddes, congratulations on late license. Loved your bits. Was tough to find being in Canada. Will Barry the Blender make it on? Barry the Blender will not make it on because basically it all had to be new, if you know what I mean. All the sketches had to be new. All the characters had to be new, essentially. Fair play to you for getting your hands on it in fucking Canada. How many fucking IP addresses did you have to smash open to get at that? 15 minutes long. What a pile of shit. It'll be good. Like I said before, it'll be better when there's maybe like four or five available at once. Same guy, favourite pint. Favourite pint. I was drinking in the Sunflower the other night. It's called Pilsner Urquell or something, or Urquell. And I like it a lot. It was on draft. And I'd stolen a pint glass from the Black Box with the same branding because it was very cool. And I didn't even make any bones. I was like, here, barman, I'm nicking this. And he went, all right. So that happened. What I'm a bigger fan of is, you know, I talk a lot about and slag craft beers, but they usually do come in these in like draft form. What I like is what Lavery's do at the old time is where they have these big bottles, like, you know, like big tall, is it like 650ml or something, like a big fucking giant bottle of beer, and they're usually like some sort of Czech beer or Polish or something, I like those European beers in big bottles. You know, I find it better than pints on draft. But anyway, that's just me. So there you go. Favourite Beastie Boys tune? Oh, God! That's a tough one. Favourite Beastie Boys tune? Let me just get some tracks up in front of me so that I can tell. No, that's my favourite one. I know it straight away. Sure Shot is my favourite one. Don't know why. It's my favourite Beastie Boys tune ever. Killing it. Oh shit! Unreal. R.I.P. MCA, am I right, guys? So sad. See if you don't like the Beastie Boys, there's something wrong with your fucking brain. Sure Shot, that's my favourite song. It's just funky, isn't it? It's got good flow. Good samples. Best rapper, dead or alive? It has to be Biggie, probably, doesn't it? I think, yeah, probably. I don't know why anyone ever mentions fucking Tupac in the same sentence, because he's shit. It's probably Biggie. Who else am I a big fan of? I don't know, there's so many. There's so many lethal rappers. But it probably is Biggie, like. Just lethal. I mean, you could say you could go Jay-Z, he's pretty lethal too. But then it's all just rapping about fucking shit that he's bought. Nobody raps about things that he's bought better than Jay-Z. Anyway, chicken tikka masala or korma or other. This, by the way, this is all the same guy, Galaxus. Chicken tikka masala or korma. None. Do you know what that is, mate? Children's curry. Sandwich curry. Like, fuck, chicken tikka. I'd be embarrassed ordering chicken tikka masala. Or a korma. It's Buna and above. You rarely do you go below on the fucking the hot scale. You know what I mean? You start off with a Buna, which is like pretty mild, but very tasty. And then you kick her up to like a Madras. Madras is probably my level of operating. You know, it's not crazy. It's just nice. But also quite hot. And then you go into the Vindaloo's and stuff, which can be fine as well, but then depending on where you get it, you're taking your fucking life in your hands. And your asshole. I wouldn't feed a baby a fucking korma. Let's hit these Facebook questions. I'll rattle through them because we're taking over an hour and fuck knows no one wants to listen to this shit for an hour. What do you want for Christmas? World peace. I don't know. John Logue, favourite Parks character? Thought to see past. I don't know what the fuck he meant to write there. Hard to see past Swanson, but Andy seems to ghost in scenes and steals them. That's from John Lowe. I'm going to extrapolate what I think you meant from that. What's your favourite Parks? And then you're probably saying, like, it's hard to see past Ron Swanson, but Andy seems to ghost in scenes and steal them. My only problem with the Andy character is, you know, you can play that really dumb character, but then it gets to the point where you're doing Guardians of the Galaxy and you have a fucking six pack and a haircut and you're all chiseled and you're like, mate, you don't really suit being the dumb fucking idiot anymore. You know what I'm saying? However, have you seen the video of Aubrey Plaza fingering herself in the sink? Fuck Parks and Recreation. Google that shit. How much money does it save you on hair products? How much money do you save on hair products? And that's from David Stone. I don't know. I've never really added it up. But probably, I don't even think it would be that substantial. Like, what the fuck? You buy one thing of fucking waxy shit and... My problem is, you know, I was in that car crash and it ripped a lot of my hair out. And as it grew back, it was quite thin and I shaved it and I've never let it grow out since. So I was just like, fuck it. I couldn't give a I honestly do not give a shit about hair. I enjoy hats. Even when I had hair, I was like, I love wearing hats. My granny would tell you that's probably the reason I have no fucking hair right now. You know, but I enjoy it. In fact, it's a hassle shaving it once a week now, or twice a week, or however often I do it. It's a fucking nightmare. If I seen myself standing in front of a mirror with a little tub of product doing my hair, I would slag myself, you know what I mean? I'd be like, mate, give up. You fat fucking mess. Hair isn't going to help you at this point. You absolute heap of shit. So I don't know how much I've saved. I mean, you know, if your hair falls out and you stop smoking, I'll probably save loads. But I find other ways to spend it, you know what I mean? You should see me in a bar. I'm like fucking P. Diddy. Even I could be in a bar with fucking 25 quid getting on like P. Diddy at some fucking rap party. Yeah, get everyone shots. Where are we here? Fuck, right, let's rattle through these. Jordan Cook, what's your opinion on grime music? I quite like it, bro. I do quite like it. I also dress quite a lot like I'm in a grime band. Grime band? Way to sound old, Grandpa. Ian Archie Harrison, would you rather be a rock star or a sports star? It's hard to know. It depends what sport it is. A rock star. I think they're probably similar, apart from if you're a professional sports star, you train a lot. But I imagine the rewards are similar, aka bucket loads of quim. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. I just can't, like, being a comedian, it's hard enough to handle one person's business. Like, say if I had to organise fucking four people to get together to be in a band, it just feels like a full nightmare to me. Even though you'd be playing in front of people loving your music. Yeah, probably the rock star. Yeah, probably the rock star, to be fair. I'd probably get bored of playing the same songs. However, if people like screaming your lyrics back and you're just hitting them with a laser pointer going, that one, bring that one backstage, and that one, and then that one. If I was a rock star, I still wouldn't be getting muff thrown at me, you know what I mean? I might. All I'm used to as a comedian is dudes chatting me up. Right, mate, no, I have a mate who should do comedy and all. And then it turns out they're the one that wants to do comedy. Here's an old joke my dad told me. Oh, fuck, here we go. Two packies walking. Oh, no! No, no, no! Stephen Haddock, who do you think will win in the McGregor-Aldo fight? I don't think it'll happen. I think he'll pull out again. Would you rather your gender changed every time you sneezed or you couldn't tell the difference between a baby and a kebab? I would probably... I'm not sure, actually, because you know they get those people who, when they sneeze, they do about 15 sneezes. I just do one sneeze randomly out of nowhere, and that's it. So the gap between genders would be quite a nightmare for me, so I'd probably take the baby thing. And I would just have someone remind me, like, Colin, you're not allowed kebabs. And just not let me get too drunk, otherwise I'll need to eat a baby before I go to sleep. Philip Moan, would you ever train and fight in MMA at some level? Absolutely fucking not. Are you mental? Of course not. First of all, that requires a lot of work. Second of all, you're working really hard to get punched in the fucking head. I don't need that shit. I'll go do jiu-jitsu and enjoy it. You know, don't get punched in the head. Sometimes your body's aching when you leave. Sometimes someone's been strangling your fucking neck all day. Not good. Hashtag not good, Rodney style. No, I wouldn't do it. Unless it was like, you could raise major money for like a charity and it only took like 3 weeks or something. But then again, I don't know. What would you do in the MMA fight? I would just go, right, come on, pull guard. Sweep him, elbow him in the neck. Kieran Bartlett, you should have done that. What should we have done to that cunt that pissed in my car? Did my restraint I think that was the best option. It was a similar thing happened the last time I went to Oxygen, which had to have been fucking 7 years ago. The only time I ever went to Oxygen before it got all stabby and then they stopped it. But like, some guy was jumping all over these tents and smashing them up, and everyone was like, oh, when that guy gets back to his tent, he's going to beat the fuck out of you. And the guy came back and his tent was like destroyed, and he seen this guy and he was literally like, this guy is beyond steaming. Do you know what I mean? He was like completely fucking wrecked, stumbling about, couldn't even talk, got that like zombie look in his eye, and you're like, what can you do? Where do you even start with this guy? Like, you'd be better just waiting until the morning and then wake him up by pissing on his head and then go, fix my fucking tent, dickhead. You can't really do anything at the time. You know, you could beat the shit out of him, but you're essentially beating up a fucking disabled person. Nathan Conthelia, best KFC menu item. Normally, I should hit you with one of those, like, I can't believe anyone eats that shit. Do you ever get one of them Big Daddy things? Is it the Big Daddy one? It's got like a hash brown in it. Just when you're like, how can we get another 1,000 calories in this? Stick a fucking layer of fried potato in it. Unreal. Final question from Farley 010. Is Peter Robinson more frightened of IRIS or ISIS? He's probably more frightened of IRIS, to be fair. He's retired, isn't he? He's gone. Who gives a shit? He was on the news the other night, looked like pure death. How embarrassing, though. Like, why did they have to stay together after that? Unless they were just doing it for show. But I'd have been like, listen, you fucking stinking witch. Kick rocks. Get stepping, you fucking minger. Just imagine, what happens to women at that age where they're just like, this is why the likes of Peter Robinson, you're like, mate, this is why you have to keep lifting weights. You know what I mean? Have a bit of fucking testosterone flying around your body, or else your wife's going to go buck a fucking 18-year-old. Maybe, well, fair enough. You know what? She had a face on her like fucking, like one of those White Walkers. Fuck it, stinking. You know? But maybe Peter Robinson was, you know, maybe the cunt had a heart attack fucking just getting out of a chair. And I know that's rich me saying that, because I'll probably just keel over one day and start bleeding out my ears and be dead. But, you know what I mean? You gotta, come on, Peter, you know what I mean? Do some deadlifts and fucking smash her pie in the old time. Be like, take that, you ginger cunt. You know, and then maybe she'll not go for a cappuccino with the girls and end up fucking taking a load in the fucking ginger hair, like, from that wee boy. Poor bat. See, when I was 18, if, like, a 50-year-old woman, I can't imagine that being anything other than, like, a, not a rape, because it's hard for a woman to rape a dude, but, you know, like, one of those real awkward, where she was just getting closer to him, like, aren't you a dirty boy, or something, and he's just like, oh, here we go. You know? Next minute, she's putting some tea breath on his dick. I can't imagine him being up for that at all. You know, like, oh yeah, I'm going to bang this 60-year-old decrepit woman. Blah! Disgusting. Anyway. Oh. Is he more scared of ISIS? The thing is, there's girls out there with the name ISIS. Mull that one over till next week. I'm going to get out of here, guys, before I do any more old lady buck jokes. So, Cheers for listening. Guess what? I'm going to get General Banter t-shirts made. A limited batch. Hopefully in the next while, and get them out before Christmas. Just for a laugh, you know what I mean? If you want, I was thinking about getting a sponsor on the podcast, and it's kind of slow. We're getting sponsored for video podcasts now, and I'm sort of like, whatever. If you want to support it, get one of these t-shirts when they come out, you know? I think they'll be probably the same price as the other ones. We'll hit them at like 16 quid. Free to live. Free to live, so they really are only about 13, 14 quid for like top quality tees, bro. So we'll get them going. Yeah, great stuff. Let me plug these dates one more time. This Saturday, if you want a Saturday gig in Belfast, 28th of fucking November, buy your ticket from the Thinking Cup / Book Reserve Cafe. And we do a gig in the Book Reserve, and it's intimate, and it's small, and it's funny, and it's bring your own booze. And if you bring a bottle of spirits, you can buy very delicious virgin cocktails for like £1.50. You know, they'll make you like a woo-woo with fucking cranberry and lime and ice and shit like that. And then you just plop your own drink into it. 2nd of December, if you want to see the best sketch group in Ireland for well under the odds, come to Lavery's Comedy Club. Check them out online. They have brilliant sketches online. It's all good. The 10th of December, we'll be playing at Contained. I will release the lineup shortly. Which Contained is in Belfast. It's behind, if you know where Rain was, Tomb Street there, you basically walk to the end of the street, round the corner, and past the Oval Tower, the big giant tower. And there's a pop-up venue in there. So it's not that far from McHugh's. You know, you get that feeling like you're way outside of town, but it's, if you're at McHugh's, it's just down the street. That sort of vibe. So there you go. That's all I have to say this week. ColinGettis.com. Colin Gettis on Snapchat. Colin Gettis on fucking Instagram, all that shit. Follow me. I'll do funny pictures and stuff like that. Okay, guys? Speak to you next week. Do you want to hear some fucking Beastie Boys, you cunt, you? Get it up, ye! Just walk around like a Beastie Boy all day. It's my favourite thing to do. How shit would you feel if you were like a serious rapper just getting embarrassed by 3 fucking geography teachers? Suck that grey dick, Kanye West. Unreal. See you next week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.